Lafayette's visit to Lexington. The Marquis de Lafayette is a name that American students still learn about in American history class, a French nobleman who came to help fight in the American Revolution in 1777 and who served as a major general and helped win independence from Britain. He later fought in the French Revolution and later came back to the United States multiple times. Lafayette was a huge figure in his own time and was massively popular with both French and American citizens. When President Monroe invited him for a grand tour of America for its 50th anniversary of independence, Lafayette spent almost 2 years touring through towns in all 24 states, and everywhere he went, towns held parades and huge parties to celebrate. Lafayette arrived outside of Lexington on the evening of May 15, 1825, and on Monday the 16th, he entered Lexington in his four-horse carriage with a procession and parade of hundreds of local military and civilian groups. He left on the morning of the 17th, after the city had done its best to celebrate every moment of his visit. Lafayette was 67 years old at this time and traveled with his son, his secretary, and his valet in his carriage, and they were escorted by local militias from town to town. Stop number one, Phoenix Hotel, Mrs. Keene's Tavern, the Lexington Public Library, 140 East Main Street. The spot where Lafayette slept in Lexington started as a tavern in 1796 by a man named Adam Steele, and in 1800 became Postlethwaite's Tavern after its new owner. Known for its hospitality and beauty, it quickly became one of the most famous taverns in Lexington and later the finest hotel. John Postlethwaite remained the owner until he died in the 1833 cholera epidemic, but the name changed regularly along with its current manager. Before Lafayette stayed there, President Monroe, General Andrew Jackson, and former Vice President Aaron Burr had all spent the night. The hotel had been recently rebuilt from a fire when Lafayette stayed the night in 1825 and was commonly called Mrs. Keene's after its current manager. The hotel burned down in 1820, then in 1833, and again in 1879, each time being rebuilt larger. By the time of the 1833 fire, the name Phoenix stuck as it rose from the ashes once again, and the hotel continued to operate until 1977. After the hotel was demolished in 1982, the lot became the Lexington Public Library's central branch, the Park Plaza Apartments, and Phoenix Park. From the library, proceed towards Limestone Street, following Main Street to South Upper Street. Turn left on South Upper Street and follow South Upper to 333, a cream-colored building on the corner of South Upper Street and Max Alley. Pay close attention to sidewalk closures in this area and cross the street when needed, only when it is safe to do so. Stop number two, Lexington Lafayette Female Academy, the Lafayette Academy Apartments, 333 South Upper Street. In 1817, an ambitious teacher named John Aldridge purchased a lot intended for a larger space for his Lancastrian school, which opened in its new location in early 1818 and had both a boys' and girls' school. Retired Colonel Josiah Dunham purchased the school in 1824 after Aldridge's death the year before and transitioned it into the Lexington Female Academy. When Lafayette visited the school before the grand ball that evening, he visited the large crowd of students and Lexington ladies and listened to a program of several speeches, songs, and poems specifically prepared for his arrival. Colonel Dunham announced that the school's name would be the Lafayette Female Academy, and Lafayette recognized the honor. The Lafayette Female Academy did not survive Dunham's death and later became a boarding house. Backtrack down South Upper Street to Main Street. Turn left towards the old courthouse. Continue on Main Street until Broadway Street. You may remain at this corner of Main Street and Broadway, or cross Broadway to Triangle Park, then cross Main Street to the square when safe to do so. Stop number three, Grand Masonic Hall, the square, 401 West Main Street. While the first night of Lafayette's arrival was spent on the outskirts at King Place, the next night, May 16th, was spent in town and included a lavish ball at the incomplete Grand Masonic Hall. 800 people were in attendance. In a room brightly lit with chandeliers, the walls were covered with paintings loaned by local citizens, and the ceilings of the unfinished portion were decorated with evergreen branches and ornaments that sparkled in the light. General Lafayette was announced at 9 o'clock, and after a lavish dinner and a dramatic cake, he retired to sleep before the ball finally wound down in the early hours of the morning. He returned the next morning for a farewell breakfast with the local Masonic groups before leaving on the Georgetown Road. The Masonic Hall was later completed in 1826 and unfortunately burned to the ground 10 years later. From the corner of Broadway and Main Street, backtrack on Main Street towards North Mill Street. If you're on the corner of South Mill Street and Main Street, cross Main Street to North Mill Street and continue to Silk's Lounge. If you're on the corner of North Mill and Main Street, turn left onto the North Mill Street and proceed to the sidewalk in front of Silk's Lounge. Stop number 4, Girin's Confectionery, 125 North Mill Street. Lexington was a town that prospered quickly after its creation, and Monsieur Girin's Confectionery was one of the central social spots in early Lexington. As a Frenchman who arrived in Lexington in 1811, Girin shortly became the most famous and prosperous confectioner in Lexington, and the town kept him in very good business. His cakes were served with great ceremony to President Monroe in his 1819 visit, and his wedding cakes and pastries were in huge demand. Only half of his confectionery exists today. The right half of the building on North Mill finished construction in 1837, and that is all that is left of any of Girin's buildings. His previous structure, where Lafayette's cake was created, would have been on the same block. The 1837 confectionery was a large two-story building which included a hugely popular ballroom that was a center of Lexington's social life and a huge favorite dancing spot of Mary Todd Lincoln in her youth. In 1825, Girin was commissioned to bake the cake for Lafayette's grand ball on the night of May 16th. The cake itself was massive, described as having uncommon dimensions and beauty. It boasted battlements like a castle and was decorated with the American flag and many painted emblems. Lafayette declared himself unable to cut into such a masterpiece, and so the Masons passed a resolution that the cake would be preserved until their next annual convention. Continue straight on North Mill Street towards West Short Street, cross Short Street, and continue down Mill Street. 231 Mill Street is on your left, a two-story brick house with a cream-colored door and black shutters. Stop number 5, Mount Hope, the Benjamin Gratz House, 231 North Mill Street. The Benjamin Gratz House, also called Mount Hope, is a Georgian-style home built in 1806 by General John McCullough, editor of Lexington's first newspaper, the Kentucky Gazette, which dates back to 1787. Benjamin Gratz, a War of 1812 veteran, lawyer, and businessman, purchased Mount Hope in 1824. And Gratz's descendants lived there for generations after. In 1825, Benjamin lived there with his wife Maria Gist Gratz, their children, and his mother-in-law, Judith Bell Gist Scott. At Lafayette's visit to the Gratz house, he gave condolences and shared memories with Judith Scott, the widowed wife of Governor Charles Scott. Lafayette and Scott had both been generals in the Revolution and had fought together in the Battle of Monmouth in 1778. Charles Scott had passed in 1813, after a term as Kentucky's fourth governor. Continue straight on North Mill Street to Gratz Park. Gratz Park will be on your left. Feel free to walk around the park while you listen to the stop. Stop number 6, Gratz Park. At Gratz Park. Gratz Park started as lot number 6, as an outlot when the town plot of Lexington was prepared in 1781. After being sold to Young Transylvania in 1793 and hosted a hemp factory and rope factory called a rope walk. By the time Lafayette visited in 1825, Lexington had grown and Gratz Park was no longer on the outskirts. Many buildings already existed, including the kitchen, the Morrison Log Cabin, Henry Clay's Law Office, and Mount Hope. On the grounds in Gratz Park, local foot and horse militia lined up for a military review on May 16th, After Lafayette rode around the militia in his carriage, he then greeted the militia and shook hands with every officer as he walked in front of them with local dignitaries and the current state governors of both Kentucky and Tennessee. From Gratz Park, cross 3rd Street to the rounded driveway of Transylvania University. Old Morrison is the white building with columns. The chapel is inside of Old Morrison and may be open to the public if you inquire inside. Stop number 7, Old Morrison Chapel at Transylvania University, 259 East 3rd Street. The Old Morrison Chapel was built as part of the Transylvania Seminary, which was housed on 3rd Street in what is now Gratz Park's grassy area. It burned down in 1829, and Old Morrison was built as the main academic building in 1832 on the other side of 3rd Street. On the morning of May 16th, Transylvania University was Lafayette's first stop of the day, and he was attended by the governors of Kentucky and Tennessee, as well as Transy's president. On a sofa set up in the chapel, Lafayette was presented with speeches and several students reciting original works created for the occasion of his visit, and was presented with an honorary degree as Doctor of Laws. After he complimented the program, he gave a speech praising the university and Henry Clay, who had just become the 9th Secretary of State. Then Lafayette stopped at President Holly's house before continuing on. To return to the library, cross West 3rd Street to North Mill Street when safe to do so. Follow North Mill Street to Main Street. Turn left on Main Street towards Upper Street. Continue to the intersection of Limestone Street and Main Street and cross at either corner when safe to do so, following traffic signals.
This concludes our tour. Thank you for joining Lexington Public Library on this walk through Lexington's past and present. If you enjoyed the tour, check out our other tours on our website at www.lexpublib.org/walkingtours.